This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You have your fantastic Fayetteville Flyer t-shirt on today.
Yes, thank you, Fayetteville Flyer, for sending me this lovely t-shirt, available at FayettevilleFlyer.com.
Someday we'll do a story about product placement. That's not what we're doing today.
I get nothing from that.
The conversation today, we are in the middle of summer blockbuster movie season. This past weekend, Super 8 opened up. We've had superhero movies. We've had
pirate movies.
Big-time comedies. Hangover 2 sequels.
Mm-hmm.
All of these movies that have taken the top spot have been sort of conceptual and not necessarily, if at all, star-driven, right?
Well, yeah. I was thinking about that last week when I was trying to think about what we could discuss this week. And I saw in The New Yorker, they ran an article that I had been thinking about this summer a lot, which was when I was growing up, back in the 80s and 90s, it was really exciting to go to movies every summer, and they were star-driven, whether it was
Harrison Ford,
or Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Julia Roberts, or Tom Cruise.
Sylvester Stallone,
or Bruce Willis, or even Steven Spielberg as a director. But that kind of genre, or that kind of power that's placed behind a celebrity, is kind of dead now. There's very few stars that can open a movie successfully.
Just based on the fact that they are in it.
Right. And then you look at what's caused it. And I think a lot of it has to do with, well, one thing I found very interesting that The New Yorker had said was, you know, in the 80s and 90s, it was all about stars. And then it became all about special effects. And now it's all about the brand. So you have Pirates of the Caribbean, which is the only kind of star-driven movie, but it's certainly a brand, too, now, with four movies that came out this summer. But you have these either sequels like The Hangover, or you have, you know, reboots like X-Men. So you have all these other things, but none of them have a star, a bona fide celebrity at their center. And maybe that's because celebrities are too expensive, or they realize that they can't turn profit on it. They could spend their entire budget on a movie. And, you know, one of the great things is the new X-Men that just came out doesn't have any of the celebrities that were in the first movies,
no.
The Halle Berrys or the Hugh Jackmans. And that's probably because they can make the movie for what they would have ended up paying the bulk of it to his salary.
Now, other than maybe Meryl Streep or perhaps Tom Hanks or Julia Roberts, there just don't seem to be people that have a pull like that on many moviegoers.
No. And, you know, Meryl Streep, typically the people who would go to see a Meryl Streep movie would also go because of the content of the Meryl Streep movie, with the exception of a few, you know, kind of farces that she's done. And Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks are not the presence that they once were. Tom Hanks, you know, is more selective, and Julia Roberts has had kids. She doesn't work as much. So it's kind of an interesting place right now. I mean, think back 10, 15 years, and we were excited every summer for a movie, mm-hmm. whether it was Jurassic Park or whether it was, I'm trying to think of some of the other huge ones like E.T. and stuff like that. And now, you know, there's a new movie, a new blockbuster every weekend. So there's no time for it to get on a roll and live the whole summer. And so why would you invest all this money in a celebrity? And then, you know, the flip side to that is our celebrities now are big, you know, the movie star's dead. The celebrity is very popular.
And there is a difference.
Right. So you've got these celebrities, which could be reality stars. It could be somebody who's a celebrity based on their personal life. Look at Angelina Jolie. I mean, she's never, with the exception of Laura Croft, she's never been able to open a movie very big. But I would say she's probably the biggest celebrity female. And she doesn't have a great track record with film as far as drawing in the money. But she's a celebrity. I wouldn't call her a movie star, though.
Do you think that is better for movies, worse for movies, or just different?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's better for movies to I would say it would be better for movies if smaller movies that have stories were getting produced that couldn't afford the celebrity or the movie star. And that would be great. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's happening, because what you're getting is the same kind of mindless dribble. Nobody's going to say that Men in Black or those summer movies were, you know, great literary merits. But, you know, you're still getting those movies. You're just getting no star involved in them. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you get these kind of forgetful summers. And the things that do stand out, from the big budget standpoint, are normally the known franchises, whether it be Pirates or the one that I still get excited about and I'm looking forward to is, you know, the Batman series. But there's normally not a huge star involved in them. Heath Ledger and Christian Bale became big stars because of Batman. But I still wouldn't say that they're, you know, movie star caliber, those people that you, you know, imagine when you think Hollywood.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. He's a regular visitor to Ozarks at Large. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.